Saturday morning. Good morning. How are you? It is Trina Mara here. Something for the weekend. And Fiona O'Sullivan is on the line. Fiona is from transitionyearireland.ie. I had to get you on, Fiona. What's going to happen to transition year students this year? Because my niece is actually in transition year and she had everything all planned. All the things, all the trips they were going to do, the work experience, everything. COVID has put a bit of a spanner in the works, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's a new world for TY anyway. I know the teachers are trying to do their best to make it as fun still as possible. But yeah, it's definitely thrown a spanner in the works for this side of Christmas anyway.
So you have an event that runs. It's a big event, in fact. Tell us about it.
So yeah, we run the TY show, which we've had on now for the past couple of years. And we run one in Dublin and one in Limerick. And unfortunately, we were meant to have it this month, but it's literally a knock-on effect from COVID with the restrictions and stuff like that. We want to ensure that everybody's safe, even though we have the guidelines and, everything like that. The government is just not letting us go that bit further, that kind of a way. So it has put us into a position where we've had to postpone the event itself, but we are hoping to have it again in October.
So you were talking a big venue. You had a plan for the Aviva Stadium, which is being used as a COVID testing centre.
We don't think that's really appropriate for a drive-by. Having a drive-by COVID test while you're in getting all your TY gear together.
What exactly is the show then? So when it does happen, what kind of exhibitors are at it?
So we have everyone from charity working abroad, colleges, and then local community groups as well as the likes of the RSA, the Gardaí, the Army, the Navy. It's a spread from education, fun things to do during TY, and to think about career opportunities ahead. So it's everything kind of built that they would be looking at over the year, constructed into the one day with loads of talks and everything like that. So it's a very interactive event. So that's why, it is great fun. There's a great buzz about it. There's music acts and everything. And the students are brilliant at it every year.
Yeah. Do you think that they get a lot out of it then? They kind of, from the career point of view, then they kind of go, oh, maybe I would like to do something like that.
Yeah, there was a couple of schools there last year. I was able to talk to them in September one anyway, where they were thinking along one side and then they were talking to people in different careers, in science careers, and even a couple of guys were, never thought about the Army and the Navy, and they were awestruck by what they could talk about with them, seeing them face to face and actually speaking about the highlights. So it's not just looking at a piece of paper, but speaking to people and seeing what it was. You could have a guy that was definitely, prepped for an apprenticeship, let's say, and he went in the car industry, and he went and he spoke to, not training too far away from that, an apprenticeship in the tech side of it.
Yeah.
So, he went from one view of it, which is pretty traditional, into a whole new view. So it's not just for TY, we also had LCA students there, where they did their little mini interviews as well with the different businesses, asking them key points about careers and why would they want to have a career in what they do.
The thing about transition year, this is a great year to go and get your work experience and maybe figure out if it's something that you want to do. And that a lot of kids end up, God love them, having to do work experience just wherever because they can't get in where they really want to go. And I would imagine with COVID now, it's going to totally change the year for them. How are they going to get their work experience?
Yeah, would have had their work experience lined up in a lot of cases. Now, I do believe with some of the schools, they're going ahead with work experience this side of Christmas. Other ones that would have had a weekly work experience, they've been told to hold off until October. So the teachers have had to come up with new ideas of what to do during those hours that they would have been at work experience. Other ones have block work experience, so they're there for a week. They've been told kind of hold off until the end of October, and then other ones are leaving everything until January and hoping that 2021 is nothing like 2020.
Yeah.
The ones that are going ahead now, they have their work placements in place. Now, obviously with COVID compliancy, they have to think about that side of it. And I know that one of our exhibitors has actually come up with a great thing, and they're working with, I think it's 150 schools with a program to help make the students feel more confident and the potential employers more confident in bringing them into employment by doing a work experience induction course. And yeah, it's completely free from this particular company.
That's a brilliant idea.
I think there's a lot that they don't want to let go of. You know, there is a fee into making sure that your staff is inducted. So to be confident in bringing a student in to your workplace, this would be a fantastic opportunity for them, you know. So yeah, the students are COVID compliant and they're learning the new rules. So they're kind of seeing the whole new world of the workplace. So whereas before it would have been, like you said, they end up working wherever, local, you know, not in the career that they wanted to go in.
Yeah.
And it is a case like, you know, they're being told, try and keep things local now. But at least now they have the confidence that they can go into a workplace and see the other side of it, why it's so important to be COVID compliant. And hopefully that'll help them with the life in secondary school then as well. So, you know, I don't actually know, Trina, what way it's all going to pan out. Mm. It is what we call a living document, I suppose. Everything changes.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I'm sure employers, a lot of companies are a little bit reluctant as well to have, you know, if they can't have their own staff in to be saying yes to students who want to come in as well.
And particularly if it's not until next year, how do they know? As remote working.
Yeah, well, I was saying there must be an awful lot of kids around the country who are going to be sitting at the kitchen table with their mum and dad while their mum and dad work from home.
Yeah.
I told my niece,
working from home, how do you do that, mum?
I told my niece she can be my mini producer and she can sit next to me as I work away.
Basically,
that's it. Yeah. When it comes to their trips and all the things that they do, because there's so much group activity, isn't it, in transition year? I wonder what's going to happen there.
So a lot of schools are able to go ahead with smaller groups. A lot of the activity centres have, you know, been able to continue doing their TY programmes, I suppose, but on a smaller scale. So instead of having your 80 kids there, you can only bring 20 because that's what you need on the bus and that's the social distance and, you know, everything like that. So it does have a bit of a knock-on effect. You don't have the whole group feeling. You're being segregated into group A, B and C, where it would have been 80 kids together. Now it's 20 at a go. So it is making it a little bit harder. But, you know, I think students and kids in general have been so resilient with this that they're just going with the flow and they will learn and they will still get the benefit out of it. And, they, you know, I think what was that thing that they said about, you know, staying apart brings us closer together. I think it's one of those kind of lines with it where they're not getting to do their school musicals or anything like that because of the restrictions at the moment. But I think what we need to think about is like take it a month at a time, module at a time, like see what it's like in October and run from October to Christmas. Whereas before you would have been able to plan the whole entire year in one go and that was it. Now it's kind of like you have before Christmas and then you have after Christmas. And I think there are still students going to be able to go on trips, just smaller groups.
It's amazing how far transition year has come since I did it 100 years ago. Because we literally sat around and we did nothing for the whole year, apart from 2 weeks work experience where I went to RTE and they sent me off, I nearly died, sent me off 1996 or 1997 maybe to interview Ronan Keating. And I absolutely nearly collapsed. I was like, how am I supposed to look professional here? I only told him, he was on the show about 2 weeks ago, I only told him about it. He said, 23 years ago he interviewed me. So work experience, great. So I really hope the kids do get to do that at some point in whatever shape or form. But you've kind of eased me a little bit now because I'm thinking transition year won't be a waste. Things will still happen.
No, they'll just happen in a different way. Like you said, like 20, I'm trying to think my back and comb back now as well.
Yeah, how many years? I think
it was being about the same train, about 23 years.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of, it was known for years as dust year because it was a great idea, but nobody really knew what to do with it. And like the teachers are really, now I have to give it to them, they're really, really good at doing things with students now and making it a fun, not just a fun year, but an actual year where they they can make it count.
Yeah.
So no matter the fact that they can't actually leave at the moment, go anywhere, they're bringing it in house and they're trying to do things like the old fashioned way, but yes, online and stuff like that as well. So like we're definitely on the positive side of it. We're going to be delighted to announce when we're allowed to announce the new date.
Okay.
All going well. We love working with the TYs, and I think the TYs are definitely going to be in for a different year. But I actually think they're going to come out with more skills at the end of the year than they would have done any other year, because the teachers are reinventing TY at the moment.
Because they have to. Listen, we'll keep an eye on the website. The website is transitionyearireland.ie, and sure, pop me now a text there when you get the new date and you know where it's going to be happening, and we'll have another chat.
Just keep an eye on our Facebook page as well. That has a lot of up and coming things coming up on that as well.
Brilliant. You're very good, Fiona. Thanks a million for all that info. Transition year is not lost in 2020. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.